USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The powerful head of the Vatican's saint-making office, Cardinal Angelo Vecciu, has resigned suddenly from that post, renouncing his rights as a cardinal amid a financial scandal that has reportedly implicated him indirectly. The Vatican providing no further details on why the Pope accepted his resignation in a statement issued late Thursday. President Trump applauding news that Pac-12 college football's back on. The conference now set to kick off a seven-game season on the 6th of November, reversing a decision to not play because of COVID concerns. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says after securing daily testing for athletes and being given the green light from state and local health officials, they voted unanimously to lift a moratorium on competition.
We know how badly our student athletes want to compete, but that we would only do so when we felt that we could do so safely.
The president tweeting congratulations to players, families, and coaches for getting back on track. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former President Barack Obama stepping up to support the Democratic ticket as he's scheduled to join Kamala Harris for two virtual fundraisers next Friday. It'll be their first event since she became Joe Biden's running mate. The two holding a similar fundraiser over the summer. Anyone will be able to join for a donation of just $1. Florida prosecutors have dropped charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 79-year-old had been accused of soliciting prostitution at a day spa in Florida in January of 2019. So what about the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration this year? In the face of the continued pandemic, well, as you might imagine, it's heading online, according to Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance, who says the ball drop is still very important.
Of course, these are very different times, but we knew that it would be completely inappropriate to have huge crowds in Times Square, not to mention the fact that neither the mayor or the governor would allow it properly. But we said it's also very important. We're all going to want to say goodbye to 2020.
Tompkins says only a very small group of people will be at the scaled-back celebration in person. The owner of One Times Square, where the ball actually drops, created an app so people can enjoy the virtual experience. You can enjoy us in a virtual sense online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.